God allows us not only to be humbled and to suffer loss, but to be perplexed when we are seeking His will. Lord, what shall I do here? I don't seem to get an answer. I want to do Your will, Lord. Please tell me what it is. You know the number of times in my life when I said, Lord, I'll do it if You tell me what I want. You want me to do. No voice from heaven. No answer. It's as it were, I'm left in a mysterious vacuum, not knowing what to do. 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians and chapter 4. It says here in many things, this is the way, the mystery of the gospel, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7 onwards. We have this treasure in an earthen vessel so that the greatness of the power will be seen as of God and not of ourselves. So how does God deal with His children in the new covenant? Listen to this. Verse 8, afflicted in every possible way. Aha. Is this how you deal with your children, Lord? Yes. But not crushed, said that they lose hope. Perplexed. Perplexed. That's what I'm talking about. Completely confused. What shall I? Shall I take this road or that road? Tell me, Lord, I'll do it. No answer. Should I turn left or right? No answer. Perplexed. But I don't despair. Persecuted, verse 9, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. People in the Old Testament, if they had experienced this type of thing, afflicted, perplexed, persecuted, struck down, they'd have said, definitely God has forsaken us. Paul says, no. Those are the indications we are walking with the Lord. The exact opposite of the old covenant. God says, my ways are not your ways. Perplexed. I was talking about that, just one part there. Perplexity. When I was a young Christian, when I was just newly in the Lord, I remember the days when I would read my daily portion in the Bible and I would have clear directions what to do. I even remember once when I asked the Lord, when shall I book my ticket for which I have to go somewhere? I got a date from the Bible. And that was exactly according to the right thing. But as I've grown older, I never seem to get it. Very vague. Then I was comforted once when I read the biography of a great man of God called Hudson Taylor. You must read his biography. Hudson Taylor was a missionary in England. From England in the 19th century, about 150 years ago, who went to China, accomplished a great work for God there in China at a time when nobody went there. No missionaries had gone there. Anyway, he said in his testimony that when I was a young Christian, this is Hudson Taylor's testimony, when I was a young Christian, I seemed to see everything clearly the Lord showed me. But as I've grown older, it looks as if I'm walking in a fog. I don't know where I'm going. And I said, Lord, that's exactly my experience too. Aha. That means I've grown. I've become mature. And I said, Lord, can you give me some illustration about this? From, you know, the Lord always uses earthly parables to explain spiritual truths. And I understood it. You know, when I read the Bible, I try to, and to understand God's ways, I try to picture it in the parable way. Then I understand it better. That's why I use a lot of illustrations in my messages. So it becomes clearer. And I got an answer to this. I said, Lord, why do you make clear directions when I was a young Christian, but you don't tell me now? And the Lord said, when children are little, you tell them everything. Go brush your teeth, change your clothes, have a shower, and time to go to bed. Time to get up. So many things you tell them when they're 4 or 5 years old. That same child becomes 20 years old. Do you tell him, go and brush your teeth? Go and change your clothes? As they grow up, you tell them less and less and less and less and less. Why? because they have grown mature. And the Lord said to me, this is a sign of maturity. I'm leaving it to you. I trust you. I said, thank you so much, Lord. That perplexity is part of the mystery of the gospel. I'm excited by perplexity now. I'm not saying, God, you must show it to me. No, I'm not a three-year-old. I'm a mature adult. He leaves it to me. Go and brush your teeth whenever you feel like. Change your clothes when you feel like. Go and have a shower when you feel like. I'm not going to tell you to do this, that, and that. I mean, applying it spiritually in different situations. Perplexity. You know, once the Lord asks Ezekiel a question. It's a great verse. It's one of the most profound verses in the Old Testament. In Ezekiel 37 and verse 3. The Lord asks, you know, he was in the midst of a valley of dry bones. And the Lord asks Ezekiel a question, son of man, can these bones live? And here is one of the most profound answers in the entire Old Testament. Oh Lord God, you know. I don't. That is humility. You know, Lord, I don't. Perplexity. I don't know what is the way forward, but I trust you. I trust you that I will not go astray. I remember many times, you know, as believers, we say, Lord, I wish I could see you just once. Just once, you know, Paul, you let Paul see you, and just once in my lifetime, I just want to see you. After that, I'll never ask that for that again. Just one, just half a minute. Let me see you. Give me a vision of yourself. But he's never given it to me all these 82 years. The answer always is, the Lord gives me, is from John chapter 20. John chapter 20. Where, you know, Thomas also said this to the other disciples. I want to see. Unless I see, I won't believe. And so the Lord appeared to Thomas and said, see the nail prints in my hands. But then he said this to Thomas. And that's the word the Lord spoke to me. John chapter 20, verse 29. He told Thomas, because you have seen, you have believed. But more blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. And the Lord spoke to me. Do you know that you are more blessed than those apostles who saw me? They saw me after the resurrection and believed. You have never seen me. You have never heard my voice in this year. You have never seen me with your eyes. You have never felt what some people say, electric shock and all that. I've never felt it. But yet you have believed. Blessed are you. So I'll tell you honestly, when I hear about some people saying that the Holy Spirit came, I thought an electric shock. I'm not praying for that. I'm praying for the greater blessing described here of not experiencing those things and still believing. How many of you believe that that is a greater blessing? When you hear a man give a spectacular testimony, I saw the Lord, or he spoke to me with an audible voice, or I felt an electric shock down my body. Say, I wish I had that. I'll tell you, there's a greater blessing in not having experienced any of those. I have not experienced any of those things. I have never in my life seen any vision with my eyes or heard with any voice from heaven with my ears. I've never had any shaking in my body or anything of the Holy Spirit, but yet I know the Lord's Holy Spirit has worked through me and through my tongue. I've seen the results of it in many, many places. But I never experienced it. I am in that more blessed category. Do you want to be there? Or do you want to be in the lower level of sight and feeling and sensation? God permits us to be perplexed. He permits us to be weak.